This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The story is about the big banks. They have been reporting profits this week, pretty good all in all, higher for some of them than a year ago. Another indicator that banks are doing pretty well, even as big parts of this economy are not. Those banks are lowering the amount of cash they set aside to cover loans gone bad. Listen close now. The Marketplace's Justin Ho.
It was only in July, 3 months ago, that banks were setting aside extra cash to cover bad loans. But Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets says since then, banks have watched the economy slowly improve.
That has brought out the banks to recognize that they overcompensated for a more severe downturn.
Big banks aren't all that exposed to businesses that have struggled during the pandemic, such as restaurants, small retailers, and other small businesses, says Nate Tobik, the founder of Complete Bank Data.
They are more exposed to some of the bigger businesses, which have backstops to their credit.
In other words, big businesses can issue bonds. Mid-sized businesses can access the Federal Reserve's Main Street Lending Program. Tobik says the larger banks likely took a look at their clients.
And they think that the majority of these are going to be able to either refinance or pay off their debt from some of these other backstop programs.
Even when loans do go bad, bigger banks have plenty of other ways to make money, says Myra Rodriguez-Valladares, who advises banks on risk.
They have asset management, they have investment banking advisory services, they have trading.
Valladares says banks still face plenty of risks. Many businesses are still in forbearance programs and could owe more once those end. Further federal relief is uncertain, and more people are likely to lose their jobs.
It would not surprise me to see banks in the first and second quarter of next year to again be increasing their loan loss reserves.
JPMorgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon said under the bank's worst-case scenario, a double-dip recession, it would need up to $54 billion in reserves, $20 billion more than it has on hand right now. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.